Montreal City Hall held their monthly city council meeting on March 24th. This Monday evening, the question period that always precedes the city council meeting began 50 minutes late at 7:15.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. S'il vous plaît, veuillez prendre place.
Bonsoir tout le monde. J'invite un moment de recueillement.
Many people had arrived from a group that was denouncing the fact that there would be social housing built in their neighborhood. They had their voices heard. Having arrived very early and signed up, they had filled the speakers list. Although members from the CLAC Logement did arrive between 5 and 5:30 to sign up on the speakers list in order to ask questions to City Hall, they never had the chance to ask their questions amongst other people who were awaiting their turn. In the following, you will hear different chants by members of Paupir as well as CLAC Logement, people concerned about the poor and the working class and the increased rents and lack of affordable social housing.
People that are against social housing that are booing at the members of Logement Le CAQ.
In the recording that follows, the names that you will hear are those that I was able to read off the badge numbers of the police officers who threw out members of CLAC Logement.
On the top of the stairs, there's a cop that's dressed partially in combat fatigues with an anti-bullet vest. Looks like he's on his way to Iraq. Are entering into the city hall, and they're trying to beat some people up. He just bumped into me. And I'm here with a cameraman and two police officers. Why have these people been thrown out? Could you please answer? Why are these people being thrown out? J.F. Pichette, must be Jean-François, j'imagine, Monsieur Pichette. Pourquoi le monde ici s'était exposé? Il y avait trois personnes qui étaient exposées.
OK, la liberté d'expression, nous sommes dans une démocratie supposément, les citoyens sont censurés par la ville, qui nous donne une limite d'autant de paroles, c'est inadmissible, je proteste, je proteste.
Another police officer is throwing somebody else out. Another police officer, also dressed in combat fatigue, looking like he's going to Iraq, with the name of Smad, G. Smad, is throwing somebody else. Bigotier. Je suis avec les médias, là.
Pardon?
Oui, je suis avec CKOT, là.
Pardon?
CKOT, radio, 90.3.
Non.
Pour le CKOT? OK, maintenant, puis-je avoir votre nom?
Parce que là, je pense que...
Bigotier, il est en train de me jeter à l'extérieur parce que je suis avec CKOT et aussi M. Bédard aussi.
C'est un média, c'est.
And so that was the end of the so-called meeting at the City Hall. So now I'm out here to have another perspective. All these people from the CLAT came down to voice their opinions about social housing, and they got thrown out along with myself. So does anybody want to speak about this?
The following interview took place just moments after I was kicked out, along with the members of CLAT Logement, by police officers at City Hall. Andrea from CLAT Logement shares with us first perspective on what happened.
What do you think about this?
Well, it's not unexpected. We knew that they were going to, prevent us from asking the salient question tonight, which was how they can dare to lie to an entire population of poor and working people while people's rents are going through the roof and they're being evicted. And they lied, telling us that, oh, the construction permit for the Quai des Exclusifs project hadn't yet been given out. And that would be the object of, a further discussion or motion later in the process when they were discussing an architectural revision that we went to protest. And in fact, of course, we were right. They were giving out the construction permit. There is no further process. And so right now, this 450 units of condos, luxury condos with a private marina, is being built very quote-unquote legally in St. Henry while people are being thrown out. And while people are having trouble finding anywhere that's affordable to live in this city. And once again tonight, they showed that they do not want to talk about it. They do not want to answer to the population, and they do not want to answer to the rage of this population, even though they're sitting there very comfortably, knowing full well that they're lying and screwing people over.
In the following interview, Katrina from CLAT Logement explains why one group of people who were there to denounce social housing in their neighborhood were heard, while another group who wanted to be heard on why social housing was not being built were not only not heard, but thrown out physically at City Hall in Montreal. Tonight there were some people that got to have a chance to speak, that came down, that were against a social housing project in their neighborhood. And they had the opportunity to speak, however, the members of CLAT Logement didn't. What do you think about that, and why do you think that was so?
Well, I think it's more of the same. These people apparently were there. They came in numbers, they bussed people over, they filled out the speakers list to say, how their social housing project being built in Pointe-aux-Trembles, their neighborhood, was on bad land and contaminated and blah, blah, blah. But in the end, they're just, they're not against the fact that people that have to live in social housing projects are placed in bad areas. They're just against any kind of social housing project and pro-condos, right? And they got to be on the speakers list, and they got to boo all they want, outside. And at the same time, when we started having our chants and slogans that were pro-social housing and against the fact that our own councillors are basically selling at pretty cheap rate our own neighborhood, in St. Henry, and it's the same situation in other neighborhoods too. These people from Pointe-aux-Trembles, the pro-condo people, actually like physically grabbed us and stopped us from going near the door where all the city councilors were to be able to speak, and were actually throwing us around, and they got to stay. They didn't get kicked out. The cops were really quick. There's already cops there with their army fatigues, quick to push us out. Meanwhile, you know, there's these pro condo people that are booing and screaming and yelling and, you know, basically doing the same thing that we are, but of course they're little landlords, they're pro condos, you know, they have interests, and the city councilors, you know, like their interests. They don't think that's a compromise. They don't think it shows, you know, City Hall, the way it works, as a reality, because they're on the side of the councillors, they're on the side of the developers, they're on the side of people that want to do, you know, cleansing of the poor in neighborhoods and not have them anywhere, not in my backyard, we don't want any social housing project, you know, not recognizing that some people actually need to be able to pay only 25% of their income, and that's already quite a bit to live in social housing projects.
Well, thank you very much. Could you state your name for the record?
Karina.